Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The final inquiry report into the Grenfell fire has just been released, and it says that successive governments ignored, delayed, or disregarded concerns about the safety of industry practice. The Grenfell fire, of course, it started in a kitchen on the 24th floor of the Grenfell apartment block and killed 72 people. It occurred in June 2017, and the report has been waited on until this morning. I'm joined on the line by Enda Brady, TNT World presenter. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning. Good to speak to you again.
And you, Enda. Give us a sense of what the report says, if you will.
It's absolutely scathing. So this is 7 years of investigation and listening to witnesses and digging into everything that happened in the lead up to that terrible fire. 72 people lost their lives that night 7 years ago. It was July 2017. Sir Martin Moore Bick is the chairman of the inquiry. He's still speaking, but just the headlines so far from what we've heard in the last 20 odd minutes, it's very, very detailed. The standout headline, all 72 deaths were avoidable. He says that the government was well aware of the deadly fire risks in 2016. And he said, indeed, as early as 1991, people had known that there were some of the materials involved in the cladding that were dangerous. So we're hearing scathing criticism of the cladding firms, claims that they manipulated the testing processes on their materials, they manipulated the tests, and they misled people. Huge criticism of various different enterprises who are involved in monitoring all the materials used in building, and ultimately a recommendation now that a powerful independent body be set up in the UK to regulate the construction industry.
And accusations that the companies involved in the production of the cladding processes were either in some instances incompetent or in other instances engaged in systematic dishonesty.
Yep, that's a standout phrase that has been used in the last few minutes. Sir Martin Moore Bick saying that there was systemic dishonesty by these cladding firms. Now, why is the cladding important? When London Fire Brigade arrived within 5 minutes of the first 999 calls going into the switchboards, they were greeted with the scene. The firefighters had never seen anything like this in their careers. So they were used to dealing with house fires, chip pan fires, fires in flats. The flames licked up that building at lightning speed. And the fire caught hold in such a way because the cladding was flammable. They actually had, to save money to make profit, the cladding firms had wrapped that building in a flammable material. And within minutes, the fire simply just took off and the top floors were engulfed. Nothing could be done. He will come to, I'm sure, criticism of the advice that the residents were initially given, which was to stay put. That cost lives. But ultimately, it was the construction, the design, the use of this cladding that has cost 72 people their lives. I was there that day, and my thoughts right now are with the families and the loved ones, the people who lost their family members on that terrible night in question. I've never forgotten what I saw that day. It was absolutely heartbreaking.
The report of the inquiry, as you say, critical of both the manufacturers of the cladding, critical of successive governments over decades, as you outlined for us. Also, I assume, critical over the local councils who had direct responsibility for fire safety.
Yes. So there's criticism of the councils, the politicians, the government, and indeed the management committee of the blocks of flats in that area who seem to have ignored lots of criticism. You know, the morning I was there, residents were coming up to us saying we'd raised issues. We were concerned about this. We were concerned about the exits, the cladding. You know, this was not a shock to the people who lived in Grenfell Tower that this had happened. People had come up to us and were saying that, you know, we predicted this would happen. We didn't realize it would be so catastrophic. And, you know, my route into work takes me past Grenfell every day. And now, you know, you can see the helicopter shots on the news channels right now. That green heart that has become symbolic, Grenfell forever in our hearts, is the word that's wrapped around the top of the tower. I mean, it is absolutely shameful that in a major European city in the last few years, a tragedy like this has happened. So the report today, 7 years in the making, but it is absolutely scathing of everyone from government, but in particular to the cladding firms, and that phrase, systemic dishonesty by the cladding firms.
The Fire Brigades Union previously has said that the Grenfell fire, and I quote, was a crime caused by deregulation and institutional failings at the highest level. And that, of course, has been confirmed by what the inquiry is revealing and continues to reveal as it is being read into the record. The issue, I suppose, at this point, Enda, becomes if there are decades of failure covering multiple governments, if there are multiple multiple companies involved in the production of the cladding, and if you have boroughs like Kensington and Chelsea responsible for fire safety, the safety of vulnerable people, the net is cast so wide that it begs the question about whether or not anybody will ever be held accountable.
Yes, it's a very good point. And look, the residents, the survivors, the grieving families, the point they've made in the run-up to today's inquiry announcement and all of the detail that's coming out, they wanted prosecutions first. So now that the inquiry is publishing what it says is decades of failure that led to the Grenfell Tower fire, basically, we're now in a situation where there may well be a move towards prosecutions. Now, will it be corporate manslaughter charges against some of these cladding firms? We don't know. Will individuals be held accountable? We don't know. I actually remember in the aftermath, about a week after, tracking down the bosses of one of these cladding firms to a huge property in a county called Sussex, south of London. I mean, you're talking £4 or 5 million worth of a property. And funnily enough, there was nobody at home when I went to knock the door. These people have made vast profits off the back of what they were doing. And to hear today, I think this will really, really hurt the survivors and the grieving families that cladding was put there to save money.
Enda, thank you very much. That is Enda Brady, TNT World presenter. If you want to get in touch, 53106, or you can get us on WhatsApp 087-1400.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.